try to share them up.
Would you say again? Lots of what?
Lots of banging on those first few episodes of That's Share it. Your yep. Buzz.
That's just it, me, baby. Chris, and Spencer banging.
That's so disgusting. I mean, I wouldn't want to see us banging. Well, maybe me in a mirror, but not you.
you're going to fuzz the rest of us out like Japanese porn?
Yeah. Just me, like American Psycho, but he's like...
The beard is
kissing the guns and the
the beard's just flowing. The beard, I might say.
Beard.
Beer. Too. Oh, man. Everybody good? Everybody situated? Everybody?
Guys and dolls.
Ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls.
Cogitate.
Cavort.
You got it.
Coalesce. I thought we were all each going to do one.
I will. You beat me to it.
This is Share Your Buzz, episode 94. Now, dude, we got 6 weeks left until our 100th episode. I am Tony.
Chris.
And joining us in studio for his first time in the studio tonight, our buddy Ozzy Nelson. What's up, brother?
Hey.
Ozzy
Nelson.
It's
great to be here. Mm-hmm. I've dreamed of this for some time, Tony.
And you're here in the dungeon.
So we finally get to have Ozzy in the studio. You can look around and see everything that we talk about on the show. On the grandma's lamp over there. Looks like it belongs in a brothel. I think grandma might have been a stripper. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
That's the House of the Rising Sun lamp right there. Mm-hmm. It's good to go.
And we're holding on. It might be a little cooler out in the weather tonight, but we're holding on to our last vestiges of summer with drinking some Mai Tais. I had to get one more in, especially because we had a special guest in the house tonight. So I had to make a good drink, some rum drink. This is probably my specialty drink.
No, it is for sure. I've had a bunch of them, and they're amazing.
This is a beautiful, beautiful drink, Tony. Mm. And that is a beautiful, beautiful beard, Chris.
That is a beautiful, beautiful mustache, Ozzy. Let's just all compliment each other. This is great. We can just do the whole show. Like, we were complimenting Ozzy on his outfit this afternoon because I know you, Tony, personally never seen Ozzy in pants.
With pants on, yeah.
So it was pretty cool. I was like, damn, they're like skinnier pants. He got his pimp-ass shoes on. I was like, this guy's like... Looks like a million bucks.
The bulge is all bulging.
Yeah. I see that.
My daughter Kelsey bought these for me 2 Christmases ago, and I think I've worn them 4 times.
She wear
but every
often.
Time I do.
Do you get the look?
Boys and girls. Guys and dolls.
Of course. Good.
So I actually did not prepare anything for this show tonight.
Well, I think that was the intention, though, right?
I do have some notes on my phone. My phone's charging right now. I'll look back. I did have a couple of things that happened to me during the week I wrote down, but I know Ozzy said he wanted to talk about life. So let's just... Life, Chris. What is it, man? What does it mean? What does it all mean?
Oh, God. Well, there's not one definition, right? It's all individual. So apparently there's like 6.5 billion definitions of the word life, apparently. So that's what I think life is. There you go.
Although we're not... Everybody, 6 million or 6 billion individual people on the planet, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't. Maybe it's because I tend to look at things in bigger picture anyway. Mm-hmm. But I don't see 6 billion individual things. I see like a hive of, like one moving as one. Like we're not all as different as we fucking think we are.
Sure.
Even the people that claim to be like one of a kind, I know someone else like you. You're not one of a kind.
For sure. Yeah.
Except us.
There's one in every crowd, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think we're sitting with a one of a kind right now.
No,
that's fairly one of a kind.
No, but I was telling y'all earlier, I used to live in these apartments back in 1981 when my house had burnt down.
We have an official Bransford House alumni here.
Yes, I had no idea until I got here.
So tell us the story. I'm like, what happened? Your house burned down?
My mother moved me from Daytona Beach to Eastern Middle Tennessee when I was about 11. And 2 years later, our house burnt down, burnt to the ground. The fire department didn't come. We're so far out in the sticks, it was just make sure the woods don't catch on fire.
I mean, right?
It's called the sticks. It's don't. It's literally Kindle.
Exactly.
So is there a
reason? You mean kindling, right?
Kindling.
Why did your house catch on fire?
No, I meant you were a Kindle, like you're reading a internet book. You were just you're like, oh, it just spontaneously combusts in your head.
Oh, it's crazy. It was a crazy story. We lived on this mountain and nobody lived near us.
Was it a holler? Did you live in a holler?
No, it was on a mountain.
He ain't no hollerback.
Well, I mean, the holler's in the foot of a hill or a mountain, right?
Yeah, we were on the mountain.
On the mountain.
Sure.
You're up
in
there.
The woods.
Gotcha.
In the woods.
My two scariest places. I don't want to be in the mountains or in the woods.
Tony does have a pretty mouth. He better watch out.
You had that great canoe trip, the great camping trip last year.
I know. I'm joking, but we've been to Gatlinburg together. Me and Chris have gone on a lot of trips together. Oddly enough, it's weird.
So my house burnt down because the kitchen was upstairs in this house, and it was all wood siding. The kitchen was upstairs, kitchen, dining room, living room, master bedroom, upstairs, four bedrooms downstairs. So it was a beautiful day in May. Could not have been more gorgeous.
My birth month.
Not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was making tea. And we all were outside. Nobody was inside.
Yeah.
And we kept hearing the fire alarm go off. And nobody paid any attention to it because it's a beautiful day, man. I'm fixing to wash the car. And finally, I went upstairs. And what had happened is my mother left.
Well, hold on a second. You guys hear a fire alarm going off. You're like, that's nothing. Like, who? Come on, at least go check it out.
It's groupthink, man. Finally, I just got tired of listening to that shit and went up there. I get up to the kitchen, open the door, and fuck! The whole wall's on fire.
Oh,
and I knew
shit.
It was grease because I could see a pan and my mom had turned on the wrong burner. And so I am about 13, 14 maybe.
Yeah.
And what they'd tell you in school, don't put out a grease fire with water.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, there's a hose right downstairs, but they told me in school not to do that. Here's a bucket of sand. So I got a bucket of sand, and I worked on that fire, and I'm like, fuck, this ain't working. Mayday. No. I said, mayday.
No shit.
Went and told everybody, and they started taking everything out that they could because we can't stop it, and you can't call anybody.
Yeah. Volunteer fire department doesn't make it up the mountain.
No, there's no fire hydrants. You could have peed on it. That's about
shit.
It.
And honestly, so, I mean, the grease was only the initial starter of the fire, just the pan. You probably could have taken the hose and sprayed the walls.
I know that now, Chris, okay? You don't think I've gone over this in my mind about 9,000 fucking times?
Hey, if it wasn't for that fucking fire, you wouldn't have come to Bransford House and been a Nashville fucking hooligan. So
we came to Branson House. My stepfather, which was once my uncle, wherever the hell we are. My brothers and I, which is three boys, all 1 year apart. 14, wow. 15, 13, I
Poor
guess.
Poor mom. Fuck.
So we had this one-bedroom apartment, and my mother at the time was reading this book called Pyramid Power, and she was fucking all into this Pyramid Power shit. And she made in her bedroom, she constructed out of visqueen, which is clear plastic, and dowel or something, a pyramid. And you had to, as soon as you walked in the door of her bedroom, you had to go through a little this visqueen to get into the bedroom.
Really? So what is Pyramid Power? Is that like, what is that?
I don't know. It was a book.
Pyramid Power.
It's fucking like, just teach you like self-empowerment, pyramid style. I mean, I don't know.
It was supposed to heal you, make your life better.
Oh, I haven't guessed.
You can make money. It's all about in the pyramids, man.
Pyramid scheme?
Pyramid scheme? You're ponzi-ing up? Your mom was
a pyramid scheme.
I know what it is. It's like the food pyramid. It's like priority.
Exactly. It's about power, man.
The top, and then you work your way down. The shit at the bottom is like
what
the low
part
minimum
of
total
the empowerment
point.
Is living behind Visqueen. I tell you what, though, my parents used to do this thing.
Sounds
where
like something you cook with.
We didn't have Visqueen. Spray that pan with some Visqueen first.
It does, doesn't it?
We used to.
It'll cut your house on fire.
In the house that I grew up in, like when I was real little, like the house that we lived in when I was born, and like up north, we didn't have central air. We had air conditioning units.
Oh yeah,
but my parents only had one in their bedroom. They were like, "Fuck the kids."
Yeah.
So, but our bedrooms were in a line together, mm-hmm. so in a hallway. So what my parents would do would hang a sheet in the hallway, so and then turn the crank the AC up, so yes. the bedrooms would get AC, but the rest yes. of the house wouldn't. So, but it was just a sheet, like an old raggedy sheet, just mm-hmm. hanging in the mm-hmm. in the. And we had one of those fans that was a. It wasn't a fan like a. I don't know what you would call this regular hanging fan in a house.
Ceiling fan?
No, but it, no. What I'm trying to say, this fan pushes down. We had one of those fans that pulled the air up into.
Well, this
it,
one does too. You can go kind of. Away.
But it was in the. It was in the ceiling. Like you had. Like when you turned it on, like the flaps opened up, and it was like.
And oh, it was like an exhaust type.
Sort of, yeah. Fan. And sure. I remember my
dad. More of an industrial.
My grandpa would sit under there smoking cigars in the house, but blow it up into the exhaust fan so that it wouldn't stink the house up. Nice. And the AC, was blowing back there. I'm like, looking back on it now, I'm like, were we poor? Like,
probably. But you don't. Excuse me. You don't realize it when you're a kid. I grew up in the fucking projects, but I didn't. You know, I didn't feel poor. Well, I did actually sometimes. But I take that back.
I felt poor too, Chris.
Chris actually lived in this apartment complex when he was a kid.
I did. It's my third time here, man. I think I've told this story on the show before.
Is it a charm?
Yeah. I'm just.
Did you live here in 1981?
Almost.
You weren't born yet.
Almost. No, I was born in 81.
Okay.
I moved here in the second grade, so it was okay. 5 or 6 years later. However,
we didn't live here together.
No, we were close though. We were close.
Imagine if we found out that you were you guys. Imagine if we found out you lived here together.
Yeah.
And Ozzy like passed your mom on the way home from the hospital and held you as a baby.
How long did you live here? Because it could. It could. Yeah.
It was probably 4 or 5 months because we moved to Smyrna.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
From here, so gotcha. I don't. It wasn't very long. Okay. It was like a temporary thing.
So you lived here not too long after these apartments were built. So like,
I don't remember like it being new.
I think they've always been old, I feel like. Right? Dude, when I used to live here when I was a kid, we had shit brown carpet. When I say shit brown, I mean it was like duty brown.
Always old.
The damn
always old is going to be the name of this podcast.
The stove was always that old. 70s green sunburst where it's like it was like, you know what I'm talking about? Like... It was mixed between green and like a yellow. It was, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we had the kitchen.
Fridge was like orange or some 70s
dude,
shit.
Here, I think we all had that because when I was growing up in that same house in New York, the walls were orange in the kitchen. Mm. The walls were orange and the appliances were that olive green color.
Yes.
What was with olive in the 70s?
Man, they love their hard colors in. You ever notice a lot of browns, a lot of oranges,
a lot
green,
of earth tones.
Earth tones. Yeah, man.
That's the way they're going to be thinking about stainless in 30 years.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's got stainless
Everybody's
everywhere.
Got that shit in their house.
I feel that now about all this exposed...
What's next?
All this exposed concrete and exposed brick. Like, I don't like it. Like, if I'm paying what I'm paying for an apartment, I bet I'll put some goddamn stucco on the walls like or something. Like, come on.
Hey, I got no problem with brick.
Put some drywall up.
It's good for acoustics, you know.
Remember that we went to that party last Christmas time in a...
That little, there was like, a bunch of people stacked up in that bitch.
They had like area rugs, but the floor was just exposed concrete.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to wake up in the morning and put my feet down on some cold ass exposed concrete.
It's that industrial look, man. People love that shit.
It's somehow we got tricked. Like, between the industrial looking apartments and self checkout, we're being tricked into doing a lot of shit that people used to do for us.
Not to say, what they don't tell you is when
pumping your own gas.
Like, what is going on, man?
Right? What they don't tell you about industrial-looking apartments is that the people are saving a lot of money because they're not finishing the walls. You know, they're not doing all that shit. Everything's exposed. We don't have to cover it up. You know what? Let's just leave those air conditioning ducts just exposed.
Pretty soon it's going to be like, oh, that the rebar sticking out of the wall? People pay extra for that now.
Hang a picture on that bitch. Good.
You impaled yourself on a piece of rebar? Oh, that's supposed to be like, it's all part of the experience. It's part of the Nashville look.
No, that will never happen. I'm not going to get all construction on you guys, but if exposed rebar is happening, then somebody didn't do their job. You know what? I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to construction dorky on you. I'll shut up. Okay.
Chris comes in and busts your ass, being the inspector.
Chris
and all.
Comes in with a fucking clipboard. I'm like, he's like, this is your apartment is not in code. I'm like, I'm paying $1,000 a month, man.
He's got a
car, buddy.
I actually just lowballed it too. $1,000 a month in Nashville is actually a good fucking price.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you're paying $1,000 in Nashville, then you know, stay there for a while. Because what's the average? It's like $1,300 for a one or something. Now it's something ridiculous.
I should have stayed in the rental house business.
Tell you what, right? Something to be said for being a slumlord, especially in a city that's growing like this.
Well, you don't got to be a slumlord. You can actually have be a reputable business owner.
Well, yes, true.
Take care of your shit.
True. I don't have like 15 people living in one unit. Sorry.
What if we all, if we all moved into this one bedroom apartment together, then we'd be saving it so much money.
We'd be rich. We can open up a Mayday 2 in Nashville. That would be dope.
Right
dope.
Down here on 8th Avenue.
It needs it. We need a Mayday 2.
Hey, if I can keep my
Mayday 2 Tap House and Grill.
Ooh. Oh shit.
That's Mayday, Mayday. Mayday, not the Mayday. Third one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mayday, Mayday. I'll run that shit.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'll run the bar in that bitch. You let me know. I'll invest 50 G's right now.
Gotcha.
I'm fucking serious. No, I'm fucking how many times have I talked about wanting to own a bar?
You do. I don't think you understand. I think owning a bar is one of those things, like, and that's different than owning like owning a brewery and a tap room. That's a bit like owning a bar, like just owning a bar. Mm-hmm. I think that's a dream that people have that they think is cool, and then when you get into it, you realize what a fucking, it's not what you thought at all about what it's going to be. It's like moving to the islands. Everybody thinks moving to the islands is going to be fucking great, and then you get out there and you realize that when you have to live out there, it's way different than just fucking going on vacation.
Sure. Yeah, because, you know, if you're working out there, you're just some fucking schlep.
It's like you like hanging out at bars, but owning a bar you're not going to be able to fucking hang out.
What I'm talking about is there's just a lot of money to be made in alcohol. I mean, I remember one time I was delivering, I worked at Cintas. I cut you off. I'm so sorry. When I worked at Cintas, I used to deliver fucking rags and shit to restaurants. You know, I had a route for like a year, rugs and stuff like that. Well, anyways, I was talking to the Lipton guy, not Lipton, Lipton, the
Lipman?
People,
Lipscomb.
Lipman, right? The liquor people. Oh. Well, anyways, he's like, dude, because we ended up being buddies. I was like, dude, show me how much they pay for this shit. Like $5-6 for a ball of Jack. Bam. I mean, how much are they charging for shots for that shit? You know what I'm saying? Even a drink.
Sure, but they're buying cases of it.
Sure, but I mean, there's just, it's so much profit in it. But, you know, I'm just saying.
But it costs, a liquor license costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have people.
About 10 G's a year.
People that are good.
Yeah, you got to have good staff, that's for sure. Because you got to be able to leave that place.
Yeah, because they're open till 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's why we close at 10. Because shit gets stupid after 11.
Dude, there is no reason to be out at your own.
Another Mayday.
Right. Chris had to run off the podcast. Not the first time this happened. But am I right though? Like it. Is it the? I mean, what you do is a little bit different. But owning a bar, like I can. I don't. I think that's one of those jobs where you think it's cool. To do it, and then when you get to doing it, you're like, well, I'm not, you know, like, you're not just hanging out at a bar all the time.
I'm glad I don't own a bar, mm-hmm. because the parties that we've had that have had liquor in them, or that we've had open till 2 o'clock in the morning, has been a shit show.
Well, thanks for shattering my bar owning dreams, guys.
Well, also, you want to be a part of the shit show and not having to worry about like looking after your own shit.
Exactly. Yeah, people stealing shit, tearing up shit.
Well, especially me. Like Chris, you might be better at than I am, but you know me. You know how I get when I get drunk. How I just when I'm at a bar and I start buying everybody fucking drinks and shit. Imagine if I own the bar and I just start giving my own shit. Dude, don't get high on your own supply. But I would totally do that. I would totally be at a bar like. Hooking my friends up and shit, and then next thing I know, I'm not making any money because I'm.
Man, I just here's what I want in a bar. I want a bar when.
Even wenches. If, you even just if want wenches.
Sorry for the eggs, by the way. That was my boss. I got to go into work tonight. But I want a bar where, like if I go in there, even if I'm not a super regular, but if I go in there once or twice a month, just, you know what I mean? Act like you know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of bartenders in Nashville are fucking pricks. And I get it. You almost have to be sometimes with all the chodes coming in there. But, like, whatever happened to, like, the bartender introducing themselves and, like, having a personal relationship and having regulars. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to feel like a champ when you walk into a bar. Especially if it's your regular spot, you know what I'm saying? No one does that shit anymore.
Nah.
Whatever Mayday does that shit.
Yeah, Ozzy, you do that.
Mayday does that shit.
Mayday Brewery does that. I swear to God, Ozzy knows so many people by name when they walk in his brewery. Yeah. It's amazing.
And not just Ozzy, but like the rest of the staff.
Yeah.
Like every time we go out there, everybody is cool. Like it's it's a it's and that's not only that, but you're gonna get tipped better if you act like you know me a little bit. Like I want to feel like I'm going.
Even just, if you're faking it.
Yeah. Even if you're faking it, just I'm gonna tip you better if I feel more at home, where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Like I don't remember your name, but I know your face. Like, hey man, good to see you again. Yeah. Welcome back. What can I get
you? I do
you?
That all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like I don't know his name, but hey man, I know that face. Cause I never forget a face. But hey man, well, good to see you, man. What you want? You like whiskeys, right? You know.
I might not forget a face, but I will forget a whole night after going to Mayday.
I forget tons of faces.
Yeah.
All the time, people come up to me. Hey, Ozzy. Hey. I don't know.
Right.
I have no clue. Yeah. Hey, we had such a good time. I'm sure we did.
It was so good. I don't remember it.
You should put like a little sign up on the door that says, I might not remember your name, but I'm sure glad you're here or something. You know,
I will. I'm always honest with them, and they appreciate that. You know, hey, I don't. Just tell me again. I will get it. Just, you know, humor me. I care. I want to know your name. What your name is.
Every weekend, I just drink too much, so it's like a reset button on everybody I met. I got to meet you like three times before I know your name, because it's like every time I meet you, I'm like a goldfish when I drink. Like, I don't remember. Like, if I meet you when I'm sober, I'm good, and I'm giving a bad impression of myself right now, but when I'm partying, I tend to party. I tend to binge when I party. So when I have those nights, if I meet you during that time, I'm not going to remember you. If I meet you at any other time, I'll remember your name. I'll make a point to remember your name. I have like a little devices I do to remember people's names and stuff. But if I meet you when I'm partying, like I'm not, like I'm checked out from the world. I'm unplugged at that point. So yeah. I'm not trying to remember anything.
Are you going to do your 30 days without alcohol
in
this January?
January, I think I will if I am single still. I will. If I'm with somebody, it might be kind of hard. Because if I'm with somebody who drinks, then I'm going to want to hang out and drink with them too. But if I'm single, I'll do it again. Yeah.
If she loves you, maybe she'll do it with you, man.
Hey. But I would never ask anybody to jump onto my wagon.
But you know, that's dangerous too, because when you quit drinking, you're detoxing, or it's like it messes with your chemical balance, and it's almost, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
that's not an excuse to be healthy. I'm not going to stop drinking because I don't want to get more unhealthy than I already.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, like, if you're with someone, you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, say you're dating someone, and you're all of a sudden you're like, I'm not going to drink for 30 days.
It takes
a little bit of a grace period.
It takes about 3 or 4 days of being, like, super. It's like quitting anything. It takes about 3 or 4 days for your body to, like, chemically regulate out again. Like, even if I go hard on a weekend, and then I take, like, it takes me to, like, Tuesday or Wednesday to feel, like, sharp and clear again.
Yeah. What about you, Isaac? When's the last time you, quit drinking?
I went to the doctor this week because I've been having these issues with getting up in the morning.
Oh,
and I used to be a morning person all the time. I mean, if I said
they make pills for that.
You stole that.
If I wanted to, if I wanted to get up early in the morning, I could do it without an alarm clock, no problem. Until a couple of years ago, and now I'm sleeping. I can't get up before 8 o'clock. So I went to this holistic place. They take your blood and do all this different tests
on
it.
They tell you to
sniff
some fucking herbs and
stand
on 1 foot and spin around. I'm sorry.
So I'm pretty sure I have a thyroid issue anyway.
So that's what we'd come. That's what it is.
She says, "Well, I don't know yet. I haven't had the consultation in the beginning." She says, "You know, we're going to ask you to do some lifestyle changes. Do you think you can quit drinking?" And I said,
"Lady,
fuck no."
Yeah, do you know what?
I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you I'm gonna quit drinking. I'm not gonna quit drinking.
Mm-hmm. Like I don't think I can quit drinking, but I might be able to drink to quit thinking.
I like it.
No,
I buy it.
So, I mean, I could for a couple of days, but I've got to go into some place and buy beer and introduce myself and stuff. No, I'll have water. Thanks for having Mayday. I'm not going to tip you. I'll just have
Yeah.
I'll just, yeah, just be here. So.
Mm. You'd be like, now, somebody comes in, they're like, Ozzy, let me buy, let me, you got to have a beer with me while I'm, and you're going to be like, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't drink, bro.
I'm sorry.
But you own a brewery.
So anyway, yeah, it just.
So I knew a guy.
I'm sure there's people that do that, but it's just not me.
Well, I knew a guy who had thyroid issues, and that shit made him batshit crazy. Like it, it can make you crazy.
What are you trying to say, Chris?
I'm not saying you're crazy, but I'm saying like, no, the guy that I knew that had, you know, it's right in here, right
in your neck.
Yeah, it made.
I thought it was in your thighs.
That's what
fucking dad jokes are coming out, man.
That was fucking. You stopped me in my tracks. Fuck
that was fucking stupid, but I got both you guys to fucking laugh. So.
You need more kids, Tony. You need even just.
Don't say that.
This show is your kid. It made it fucking crazy. I heard that if you have thyroid issues, it can make, like, you know, it can mess with your shit, like your balance, make you a little angry or, you know, emotionally unstable. I'm not saying that you are by any means, but like he had like the serious shit, like he had to like take medication for that stuff. Anyways,
aren't we all a little bit emotionally unstable though?
I know I am.
Like everybody tries to, and I know this is a stupid cliche topic, but everybody is like tries to assign everything to being some kind of mental illness. But aren't we just all fucking kind of weird?
All right, can I throw it out there? Can we all give one of our personal flaws? Personal flaws. Can you guys get open? Like, what's one personal flaw you think you could change about yourself? I'll start.
That I can change?
That you might be able to change or do you like to change? I'll start. Mine is I tend to not get mad at shit that I probably should get mad at, but then I'll randomly get pissed about something that's just not worth getting pissed about. That's
holding,
my one thing.
Holding it in and redirecting it.
Redirecting. That's a, you know, I'll shake shit off that most people would be really upset about, and I almost keep that as a point of pride for myself because I do keep a level head. You know me, for the most part. But every once in a while, I'll just get super pissed at something that's just a complete waste of time. You know.
Sure.
That's me. Who's next?
Mine's pretty obvious, and Chris knows this, and everybody listens to the podcast knows this. I build things up in my head, I plan shit out and build things up, and then when they don't go the way that I bank them in my head, I get super upset about it, and I take it out on people that don't deserve it. So I need to stop. Maybe I need to learn how to go with the flow more and be more extemporaneous.
Keep the expectations a little bit more open, a little more fluid.
Yeah.
What about you, Ozzy? You get it?
This got fucking deep, man.
Why not? You know, you said we were gonna talk about life, so let's fucking talk about life.
I like it. I think that I should empathize better with people. I don't empathize enough. If you have an issue, especially if you're in my family or if you work for me, which is the really close people, the ones you really should, you know, really empathize and say, I'm sorry you're going through this struggle and I should, you know, reach out to them more and be a better friend in that regard whenever they're going through some stuff. So, yeah, be there for them more. For sure.
You know what? Dig that. We've all just said, we're all going to work on it. We all just said something. Like, if you put it out in the open, it makes you think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is good. You know, this is all therapy.
Now,
this is
we say what we like about ourselves. Like, now we say how fucking dope we are. We're just like.
That's old Kelly Clare.
You never know who's going to come on by. She's been on a couple of podcasts. She's been on a couple of podcasts.
I've heard her. I've heard her.
She always says something inappropriate.
She's a big sweetheart. Good girl.
I need to go see who texted me. Hold on.
Oh, so cool. So, Ozzy, what do you want to talk about, buddy?
This is a great... You're right here in the middle of the pool. It's almost like...
Tony's got one.
What was that show back in the 90s?
Melrose Place.
Melrose Place.
Yes, we've said that many a time.
This is like Melrose Place. Everybody's banging everybody, and then somebody else is banging that same person.
You know what's
and
funny?
And y'all don't get pissed about it at all. You're still friends and everything.
I'm not getting in on any of that, so...
But no, truth be told, yes, some of that shit has gone down. I think
is Heather is it Locklear? Heather,
yes.
Is she around here somewhere?
The blonde bombshell. We do have a Heather.
Did you say the blonde lobster?
Bombshell.
She was hot back in the day, man. She was
pretty smoking. She wore the short skirts with the suit short skirts, are really cool.
Yeah. They should bring that back.
Those
one piece body suit things girls used to wear.
Oh my god! I used to have the biggest business crush on this girl. Business skirt. Bring back the business skirt.
Yeah.
I had this mad crush on this girl named Kristen Daniels back in sixth grade. She used to wear that. This is like a long time ago, whatever that was.
She wore a business skirt in sixth grade?
Not busy. I think you're talking about the one piece like thing. Oh, we're talking about something different.
No, we're talking about a suit. That's a suit skirt.
A women's
suit. Oh, yeah. It's fuck no.
Now you're talking like the one piece, like the cotton dress or a sundress?
No, it was like a pair of underwear that came up and it was a shirt.
Oh, that's like a leotard?
Yeah, like a leotard. But they would wear them and they were super low cut.
A onesie. It's a chick onesie.
Chick onesie. And they were they were super low cut. And they would wear them with their like fucking stonewashed jeans.
It's like the Baywatch bathing suit.
Dude, she looked amazing. She looked amazing. I'll
You're
keep it
around the sixth grade.
Big ass titties.
It's not. It's not creepy.
They were epic
it's
boobs.
Not, it's not
epic sixth grade boobs. I bet she had some perverts hitting on her. That were
it's
like,
not okay. creepy. He was also in sixth grade.
I held hands with the chick in the sixth grade that had epic boobs. So I know. Her name was Joy Mullins. I hope she's listening.
Oh, Joy Mullins.
I bet you enjoyed them Mullins.
Joy, if you're listening now, enjoy Mayday.
By the way, if you're listening and you're a lawyer, this is all hypothetical. This never actually happened. This is all for the show.
I never touched her bare breasts. I liked it when she rubbed up against me every now and then, though.
Yeah, man, there's nothing wrong with that. When you're in the sixth grade, when you're at that age, every little piece of affection you get is. I remember the first time my leg touched another girl's leg. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you remember that?
Yes. I'll never forget it, dude. It was in this apartment complex.
It was like an hour ago.
No. It was like an hour ago.
It was actually my leg, dude. And by the way, clean my
Don't mind a button on your fucking hairy Italian leg, mommy.
made Ozzy turn red. Ozzy's choking on the joke.
Choking on your joke. Anyways. Got me feeling all right. Yeah. So who all here, like, I wonder what percentage of our listeners are from Florida, because you're from Florida. Mm-hmm. I know we got some Florida folks out there. How are they doing, man? Have you talked to any of your friends?
Yeah. Well, I think I told the story on last week's show, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, about my sister's damage and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They're actually good now. They took the tree is off their cars. The tree is off their backyard. So now they're just the cars are in the shop. Everything's kind of moving along nicely. My parents had some down fences. Everything's good.
What about that thing that covers your dad's pool? Is that the thing
that stayed intact? Yeah, yeah.
What?
That screened in lanai.
I figured that thing was.
No, you would think so, but everything now is up to hurricane spec. Because ever since like Charlie and Francis and all them back like 13 years ago, everything was built up to hurricane spec. And I guess that was built before that. But even like my parents' garage door, when the first hurricane came through 13 years, like when Charlie came through 13 years ago, the door like busted, like blew in.
Mm-hmm.
And they had now they put the new door in, it's all like reinforced and everything. And my dad at the time had this 1977 Corvette Stingray. Mm-hmm. And the garage door was bowing in.
That's the one with the big-ass front
end. The big
end
Batman.
On it.
Yeah, dude, it was like the big Batman fenders.
Great car.
My dad and my brother-in-law were sitting in between the vet and the garage door, holding it back so it wouldn't bow in and touch the vet. Dude,
oh,
they were
man.
Like pushing up against it.
Yeah, yeah.
In like 80 Love mile it. An hour winds, just save the vet.
Push, boy, push.
Meanwhile, my mom and my little sister are inside, like probably getting smashed with at any moment can get smashed with glass and shit. But they're like, no, protect the vet. That was a sweet ass car though.
I don't blame them. Shit. That's the one with the beauty rims, like, you know, I'm talking about the hubcap and the.
Did it have T-tops, man?
It had the T-tops. Yes, it did.
We know what fucking car you're talking about.
Yep.
That's a
it had the T-tops.
It was the
Stingray.
Did it have the rack on the back of the hood?
Didn't have the rack. It was the, I believe it was the Fastback.
Oh, yeah.
That had, it was
they just
the
started
Stingray.
Those Fastbacks with the T-tops then.
And it was dope. Yeah. It was gun, it wasn't an original paint job. It was gunmetal gray. Almost like my car is now.
Sure, yeah.
It was a.
I had the chance to buy one of those for like 10 G's back when I was early 20s.
Dude,
I tried to talk my dad into buying it.
If you can get, what was your dream car when you were in high school, man? Mine was the Pontiac Firebird with the big fucking the big front fenders and the Firebird on the hood, yes. And then the big front fenders with the bug eye lights and the
That was the Smokey and the Bandit, right?
That was a great car. It wasn't even because of the movie. I just liked that car.
That was a good car. That was Pontiac, one of their best cars. What about you, Ozzy?
Mine was a 68 Firebird, man.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I want, a 68 Firebird, which is a little bit earlier than your car, but...
I think like a 60... Okay, I got a couple.
Sorry, that was shot time, guys. Tonight we're sipping on Appletons because I'm still in Jamaica mode.
Maybe a 67 or a 68 Camaro... Really good car, or the 69 Dodge Charger.
Oh, yeah.
Is a classic body shape. And I love the stripe that went across the front hood. You know, I'm talking about the Mopar stripe, which is not, most stripes are this way, but it was the horizontal. Mm-hmm, oh, it's so fucking badass.
Dude. What about that? I've always thought, I always liked that old Chevy Nova, too.
Mm. Which one?
Now, my dad.
Because they made Novas all up in the 80s. The 80s Novas were just. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about that 60s fastback looking Nova.
Yeah.
Now, my dad had a 67 that didn't have the fastback. It was just like the almost like it almost looked like a like an Impala body, but shrunk down.
Mm,
it was like it had the straight lines to it. Yeah, it was kind of. And that one he bought, and that was it wasn't a driving car, though. That one was for drag racing. I almost said dragging, but that sounds like you're dressed like a gay guy dressing up.
You know what?
Hey, you could be a straight guy.
I owned a.
You could. You're right.
I owned a 1968 Coupe de Ville for a while, Cadillac Coupe de Ville, and I totally had sex in it, which was awesome. It had this huge back seat, like it literally just lay down in the back and.
I had a 19.
Car sex is awesome.
I had a 1966, dude. I had a 66 Impala.
Not in a Sentra.
No.
84 Sentra?
No.
Not good for sex.
I couldn't even have sex in a Sentra.
You know what's funny is when I was younger, because you know when you're younger, you can't fuck in your parents' house or her parents' house, so you got your spots. I still literally to this day, I have a spot that's
take
like
girls
2 miles from here. I have a spot that I could go right now, tonight.
And bang me?
And bang. I'd totally bang you. I would bang I'd bang that fucking mustache off your face.
It would be great.
You know, I've never wanted to fucking do, but now seeing you in those pants and your fucking bulge, I'm just like, Ozzy's packing a fucking Magnum over there. It's like, sorry, I got you.
It's Ozzy and his Nelson.
Yeah.
So, no, but. That's actually a good spot, man. That's a good
Sir
story,
Nelson.
Where
that's the name of his penis. I'm naming it for you, Sir Nelson.
I appreciate that.
Dude, you just stumbled on another topic. What best places when you were a kid to go have sex that you couldn't go to your parents' house? Mine was like the side of the road by the power plant.
She enjoyed that.
We used to do it in the car, and there was nowhere else to go. So there was a deserted road on the way to the power plant.
Nice.
That we used to go pull off of the side of the road and make out and do it in the car.
Seven Oaks Park or the spot over here where I'm talking about in Woodbine. What about you, Ozzy?
My parents moved to Florida when I was 17 and I hadn't had sex yet. So I was in an apartment with two other guys.
Yeah.
It was terrible walking in on them when they were having sex, too.
Was it like one of those, you just, never mind, I'm not going to
not together.
I know what you mean. never mind.
But you had to have had a spot where you took chicks when... Or you just always had a place.
Well, at that point, you're living with two dudes.
I was
17. There you go. There you go.
I was
so, yeah, you're good.
And
you
living in an apartment.
You skipped that whole thing, so yeah.
You just skipped the
whole thing. In Murfreesboro.
Yeah. Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro.
Yeah. You got lucky.
Now I have to find a spot because I've got a fucking house full of people, man.
Isn't that a
shame? Nels, when I have to find a spot.
isn't that a shame? You can't just walk around your house with Sir Nelson hanging out, just doing your thing. You just gotta.
I mean, you could.
Well, you could. You could.
My
you could
daughter
put up
lives
signs
there,
or,
but
you don't. Well, you said she just moved out.
She did. She moved out this week. Actually.
But my free Nelson.
My sales girl lives with me, and I can't do that either. Michelle would, she'd probably smack me, just punch me in the face.
Still, don't smack Sir Nelson. Well, actually, do smack Sir Nelson. I'm like, sorry. I'm getting a buzz on this.
I respect Michelle a ton.
I believe it.
I've met Michelle twice, never sober. I need to meet her when we're actually sober.
I've met her. She's great. Yeah,
she is a beautiful, beautiful person.
Mm-hmm. The whole crew over there at My Days is awesome.
Yeah, I actually need to give Ozzy some cash tonight because I think I forgot to tip Brandy last Saturday.
Oh, you forgot to tip Brandy? Shit.
No, you did.
Are you sure I did?
I'll ask her.
I'm pretty sure that I don't recall cashing out, so...
Oh, I think you and I cashed out right around the same time. I'm pretty sure you did.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you did. Yeah. Because I know.
Because I feel really.
I think you and I remember tipping.
Because
the same
I do that. Because I do that often. Often I go places and I get to partying and then I tell them hold my card because I know that I tend to leave sometimes, so run my card. But I always forget to go back and actually like sign the bill and everything.
Yeah.
I have to make sure I do that because if you do it, it's no big deal. If Ozzy does it, fucking Ozzy from Made Avery sticked us again, son of a bitch.
Yeah, nobody knows who we are, but
man, when I waited tables,
that Ozzy from Made Avery, take his fucking beer off tap right now. He's not invited back in here. He was an asshole.
I don't think anyone's ever said that about Ozzy.
Oh.
We don't know you well enough, then, apparently.
We talked to enough people.
We haven't seen the dark side of the old moon there.
I mean, we got dark side of the moon. That was funny, because I think I drank a beer called that for the eclipse.
No, you didn't.
Didn't you have some kind of eclipse-flavored beer?
Eclipse.
Then? Eclipse. Mm.
Sounds good. I missed that. Unfortunately, I was working. I was on a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You were on the bridge when it got dark? Did you take any pictures up there?
I did, yeah. I took a couple. Yeah.
Oh, cool, man.
You know what, mate? This is old news now, but it amazed me. I didn't realize it was going to get that fucking dark. And then the streetlights start coming on, and then the bugs start chirping.
Yeah, the bugs started chirping.
That's
what
got me
out.
Was
yeah,
when
man.
The bugs were like, and then as soon as the sun came back up, the bugs were quiet again. I'm like, fuck, they are in tune with nature, buddy. Like, it's serious.
They are nature.
They are.
Right? Right?
As opposed to human beings, which we defy nature at all times.
Exactly.
We are the disease of the fucking world.
We want an air conditioner and a sheet. We need that shit.
Mm-hmm. We just need an exoskeleton. We'll be fine. We're
some wings. Fly around those motherfuckers.
Antenna. Six legs. Can you imagine what you could do with six legs? How much beer you can make if you had six arms? You could just... Sorry.
Six arms. Dorky. Not six legs. Six arms. Six legs just be a nuisance. Like, oh, these fucking legs are getting in the way. Like, I can't do shit with legs. I got feet. I can't
Everybody's
do shit with six feet.
Yeah, imagine how fast you could type with. No.
You want arms, though, dude. You want six legs.
Like, so we're going imagine, four arms, two legs.
No, dude. I just want two legs, all the rest arms. Okay. I just want all arms, dude. I can't do shit with fucking feet. I need arms.
Kick people in the.
Oh, just you're just kicking.
Kick
just,
people's ass.
You can tread water for a long fucking time.
Play soccer, baby. What up, Brian? Brian, Ozzy, Brian.
Ozzy, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
People walk
Brian.
Up in the house.
My next door neighbor.
Brian with a Y or Brian an with an I?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brian.
That was an uncomfortable silence. What happened?
Yeah. Brian came in. We were talking about him before.
No, we actually come up. You actually can't. You timed it just right because we're at our break here. So we are going to go ahead and do what we do, which is take a break, and then we're going to come back and do more of what we do. Which is
I won't be here, unfortunately.
So when we come back for the second segment, me and Ozzy are going to talk more about life.
Yeah, maybe if you're lucky, you'll have Brian on the mic if he wants.
So it's very sad day to do it without Chris. It's not going to be Share Your Buzz without my.
I feel like I'm missing out. That whole fear of missing out thing. Yeah.
Well, we've already done 45 minutes, so the second segment is going to be short. But we will. But
just
I
do it hour and a
I
half.
I don't feel like
Ozzy on your
I
hands.
Feel like it's not really Share Your Buzz without Chris. It's like share your.
No, you're funnier than I am. I think you can handle it. You got it. I'm just that guy. This is hanging out.
That's what I'm all about. What comes next? I have a tendency to think about what comes next more than what is in the moment. I'm not very good at being in the moment.
Oh really? I like in the moment, man.
Indeed. Welcome back, guys, to the second segment. It's sans Diego, but me and Ozzy are going to hold down the fort for another to finish this out for you guys. How you living, man?
I'm feeling good, man. Yeah. I'm feeling really good. I appreciate the beautiful hospitality
Well, you're getting the full Share Your Buzz experience.
For sure. Except not as much Chris. I have to sit in for Chris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, ladies out there listening, I just went to the restroom here at the studio, which is Tony's apartment, and he had the seat down. The seat was down. I said, Tony loves women.
Yeah, either
he's
Tony
a
loves
man, and the seat is down.
Indeed, indeed. Or Chris was taking a shit.
Hey, I'm trying to pump you up, man. Yeah. Come on.
So, yeah, man. We're back for a second segment. We're gonna knock this out real quick, and not that I'm trying to rush through it, but it's just I have a tendency, like we were just talking about before we got on the show, to always want to like rush to the next thing. That should be part of what we were talking about earlier about what our faults about ourselves. Like I am really bad at being in the moment. I always think about what's happening next, what's the next thing going on. I need to relax and just do what's happening now.
Yeah, let's do it, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's hard for me to do that. I feel like sometimes I'm
trying to take in all the art, the decorations.
I do have quite in a.
He's got this badass guitar over there that I really like, and he plays it good. He serenaded me with the song during the break. I wish I would have recorded that song about his trip to.
Well, maybe someday.
Jamaica.
Someday you'll...
6 days in Jamaica. Is that what it's called?
Indeed.
Well, and I remembered that, man.
Someday I'll play on the show. We'll see. I don't know.
Tony undersells himself, I think.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? It's not humble, because it's... People are... like, I'm definitely not humble. When there's something I know I'm good at, I will fucking brag the shit out of it. But I just don't think... If it's something that I don't think I'm good at, it's not humility. It's just I'm not good at it. It's actually self-preservation. I'm not going to do something I'm not good at in front of people because it will make me look weaker.
You are 1,000 times better than me, big boy. And I play in front of people.
I mean,
I'm not comfortable. But and it's in a band, and I'm not plugged in, and, and I try to be soft.
And the band happens to be imaginary, and you're in your apartment by yourself.
No, I have photographic evidence, but I hope there's no recordings. Especially, it's kind of like that Paul McCartney thing they had a while back when they had, well, it was a while back. Hell, it was, I don't know how many years ago they had Linda's voice isolated on one of the tracks from Wings, and it was bad. And that was before
it's
she
like
passed.
Anybody who lets their significant other sing on a track with them just because they're their significant other, it's like, it's guys and girls both. Like it happens both ways. Like if don't
like
do
Faith
it.
Hill, just why would she let that idiot sing with her?
Don't do it. Don't do it, Matt. It's not going to turn out good. Because it's like, and it goes back. It goes way back. It goes back to Hank and Audrey. Like
Hank and who?
Hank Williams and Audrey, like and his wife. When Hank Williams' wife was not a great singer, but he let her sing because she was his wife. And he would reprimand anybody who said otherwise. Cause
I had no idea. Another tidbit from Tony. Tony's Tidbits, brought to you by
Tony's
Mayday Brewery.
I like the fact that we've been alluding to it all show, but have not mentioned what you actually do.
Well, today I worked for that great hospital company, HCA. I worked there all day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do that full time.
So, So for anybody wondering... We're actually drinking some delicious Mayday beer right now, and we're going to be for the foreseeable future. We, not the reason why he's on the show. Ozzy's on the show because he's actually a friend of ours, but it just so happens to also be that he is our first official sponsor. We now have any guest of the show for the foreseeable future is now going to enjoy some delicious Mayday beer.
If they like, they can drink. They can, you know, if you need, mm-hmm. if they like wine.
So
you can buy them some wine or whatever you're
indeed.
Hosting with.
So
they have that option.
Yeah. Share Your Buzz is very proud to say it. I we should have announced this while Chris was here, and we will be announcing this more. We'll be obviously we're going to be plugging the sponsorship every show, but we now sitting there. I'm looking at it right now in my kitchen. Have a box full of beer that we will now be providing for our guests for the next until it runs out. So
and I bring you some more.
So yeah, this is exciting for everybody all around. So thank you very much, Ozzy, for being our first official sponsor.
It's the least I can do, Tony. I think you're awesome, man.
Well, we think you're awesome, man. We appreciate you being our fan. And not only that, but just the stuff that you do. It's one thing to put on a performance, and we live in a performance town in Nashville. It's everybody's kind of got a second agenda, and you always want to plug your business or your art or whatever it is you're doing. But I do like, I think what draws me to not only May Day, but a lot of what draws me to the people that I choose to hang around with is the fact that they're all, what they do does not define them. And a lot of these great musicians, a lot of these great brewers, a lot of these great business owners, it's one thing to go and put out a great product and plug your business. It's another but don't let that define you. Don't let that be like the only thing that you ever talk about. Like, let's talk about some real shit too. Like, let's actually hang out and not just talk about just what and whatever it is.
Shop talk.
Yeah, yeah.
No shop talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree, man. I like to talk about life and music and now and then sports or not sports.
Indeed.
I mean, yeah.
And just
it's all about personal relationships to me. It's all about knowing people, and that's what your legacy is, what you've done for people over the course of your life and how you've hopefully positively impacted them. So that's what I work on every day.
And it's
and I'm no expert at it for sure, but I like to I think the more people that you care about, the better your life is.
Indeed. And not only you said something that actually hits home with me, about everybody. Here's one thing that you possibly influence people or impact people in your life, or even if you don't, or people don't positively impact your life. I can always find something, and this is not just cliche talk. This is actually the way I feel, and I don't talk about it a lot because people like to build themselves up in this idealistic view of themselves, but I can honestly say that even in my brutish negativity that I get into sometimes, everybody that I come in contact with in my life, I love in some way or another. Whether it's like, if you're mean to me, I learn something from you. If you're nice to me, I learn something from you as well. Like, there's never been an interaction. Like I get this all the time with ex-girlfriends. People are like, how can you still be friends with your ex-girlfriends? Or like, why do you care about this person that fucked you over or something like that? And I'm like, okay, I might not keep that person in my life as like a friend, but I'm not going to say I don't. At one point in my life, that person meant something to me, and I learned, we had some good times, and I learned something from that experience, and I'm going to keep that with me forever. So in that sense, I will forever love that person. And anybody that I come in contact with, I feel that way about.
Unless they blew your house up or something like that.
Indeed, I've never had that experience. But no one's ever blew my house up. Blown my house up, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, man. I know it's weird because I also have a different version of the word love too. Like, I don't, like, I separate romantic love. I don't call that love. That's like attraction. And sometimes the attraction wears off and the love is still there. But I love for me is a word that encompasses more than just sexual attraction. Like, I love my daughter the same way I love my girlfriend. I love my mom the same way I love my best friend. Like it's, I don't differentiate between love. It's like, it's all the same to me. And then sometimes it takes a romantic turn, but that's something that's different to me. Like, that's not, I don't count that as love. Like,
got
that's,
it. Yeah. I like that, man. I try to look for good. The L in love is look for good. I don't know where I heard that, but it's always stuck with me. He had words to go with the OVE as well, but I don't remember that. All I remember is L is look for good. So yeah, I like to look for good. And sometimes, you know, eventually it fucks you over, but hey,
it does.
I'd rather hey, you gotta throw those seeds on.
No, and it's easy
wherever
to,
there are.
And it's easy to turn. It's easy to you know, sometimes it does fuck you over, and it's easy to take that. It's easy to say, you know, that whole turn the other cheek mentality, but it's hard to live it. Like, and we're getting too serious right now, but sometimes this happens. Like it's easy to say what you, the kind of person you want to be. It's hard to actually be that kind of person, and that's okay. That's part of the struggle. That's part of being a human being. You're gonna fuck up, and in those flaws, you find your character and your personality. And
well, I think that it, not holding a grudge is important. So.
Sure.
Forgetting those bad things. If you're always looking for good in the next person you meet, you'll forget about the bad that person did to you, and you'll start accepting them in your mind better.
And isn't that the hardest thing in any situation too? Is starting over with a new person, because you always kind of carry over that thing from the last person or some other or whatever person stuck in your mind, and you kind of. Portray that and project that onto your new person, and it's like you can't do that. Like, it's not
fair to do
that. I'm
talking about just people in general that you meet, man. Like, day to day, people just come up, hey, how's it going? I mean, in my business, I'm everybody that comes in new, hey, how's it going? I'm Ozzy. You know, that's a new person. I'm looking for good in them.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm forgetting about the bad that went on with something, you know, earlier in my life. I'm not dwelling on that because I'm looking forward to this person and having some kind of, you know, and hanging out with this guy or girl or whatever, this bunch of people that I can, you know, let's have a good time and talk and drink some beer and Indeed. Listen to live music or something, man. And that makes you forget about those other, the bad shit.
That's another thing. We're going to add to my fault list here. I keep on adding more things. I'm not your therapist, Tony. No, but that's you bringing this up in conversation. No, this is good. This is what conversation is all about. It's bringing up these things. That's another thing as well, is that I tend to let something bother me and stay with me. I need to be good at I need to get better at, like, moving on and forget. Like, if something happened that bothered me like an hour ago, that will bother me all night. Like, and I won't be able to let it go. But conversely, on the other side of it, if something good happened and I'm in that mode, then nothing can put me in a bad mode either. So I guess I'm kind of bipolar in that way. But I have a tendency to whatever emotion I latch onto that hard.
How often do you latch on to that negative emotion, Tony? If it's once a year, I mean, I think that's okay. But
the negative emotion?
Every third day, I don't. Maybe you need some more counseling, man.
Hmm. So nightly is bad. it gets mighty lonely in apartment B2.
Oh, B2 is pretty fucking awesome, man. I think B2. Yeah. It's all about your friends, man. It's not about the car you drive or the place you live. It's about the people that love you and that you love, man. And I sound like I'm really stoned right now, too.
No, it's fine. Because believe me, I dealt with this the whole time I was in Jamaica. I dealt with this because I don't smoke weed, but I'm probably one of the – my conversations sound like weed-induced conversations because I just naturally think about that kind of shit. I'm like – I spend a lot of time in my head, and I'm just like – thinking about shit, and I'm afraid to actually bring it up because I'm like, is this something that only I think about, or is everybody else also thinking about this? And I don't know.
I think it's just you, man.
It is probably just me. That's why I keep it to myself. That's why I started a podcast, so that I could talk about all the weird shit in my head.
I like
and
it.
People don't judge you if you're in front of a microphone.
I like it.
Yep. They also don't judge you if you can't say in front of a microphone without stumbling your words, like I just did.
When I look through Facebook now, I'm almost, and I hate to, everybody's judging everybody. Part of love and look for good is not judging somebody. Look for good. Love them. Look for good, man. Quit judging them. Look for good.
Facebook is a goddamn black hole, dude. It's a goddamn tapestry of nightmares.
I like to connect with the people that I know. So I try, and it's hard.
No, you're
to
right,
I can't.
Right.
I love you, and I love a lot of the things you post sometimes. Not you, but in general. But sometimes
so
you just
you
go off
me?
On something that I'm like, I'd rather not. Come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Judging. I judge. You can't. You've never walked in that person's
shoes. It's
shoes
funny though.
Before.
Like,
don't judge them.
I've done a pretty good job of curating.
Except Trump, you can fucking judge him. He's an idiot.
Oh, I'll judge it up. Wait.
Carry on.
No. You're right. I have a strong stance against Trump, but I will say that I've done a pretty good job of curating my Facebook page to where I only see shit that I want to see now. So, because I don't want to, I don't want all the negativity. Like, I just don't want it. I don't want it in my life. I don't want it, like, and I guess you could say, well, just don't go on Facebook. But there's also lots of cool shit. Like, I love
to be in touch with the people that are far away from me. I want to know what's going on with them.
And interacting with the people who are into what we do. Like, it's great. Like, I love fans of the show talking to us. Please comment on all our shit. And I'm sure you feel the same way when someone's, like, saying something about your beer. Like, doesn't it feel good? I'm like, what's a positive comment?
Or this is a great vibe in this place. Hey, I was telling somebody about the show the other day, and they looked it up, and they said, you haven't gotten any reviews? Go out there and review. Share Your Buzz, please. Give them 5 out of 5 every time. Please.
Yeah, guys, share your buzz with us.
Just a plug for the show from me.
We are still a small local podcast, but the following that we have is strong and they're dedicated, so I appreciate all you guys who do listen every week. And the only way that we're going to grow is by word of mouth for right now, because things happen slowly and we're growing already. Look, we get to meet great guys and great people, great guys and gals. And everybody, every time we have a new guest on the show and they see what we actually do is not just a couple of guys sitting around just getting drunk. I mean, that is what we do. But we also actually really like to promote our guests and talk about real stuff and get to the bottom of what's going on with people. Because when you go to I've told the story 1,000 times on the show. It's old news now. But when I was working for that country music website and interview people, and it's the same freaking 3 questions over and over and over again, and they have the same and even if you ask a new question, they answer you with like that political answer that kind of like brings it back to what they're, because their publicists only have give them like 3 answers to like the same 3 questions, and they're only supposed to do that, and you never get to know the person. So, and that is what gave me the idea to do the podcast, because I'm like, what if we just sat around and had some beers and talked about real shit?
That's the best way, man, for sure. Let's just have some beers.
Yeah.
So whatever comes out. And it's good to have an outline or
A little bit of a plan. It should be my autobiography. The Tony Mafitano story. A little bit of a plan.
Stop writing the novel now. Start writing the autobiography.
Right. Oh, man. So, yeah. So I was looking at my Facebook. You know how it tells you, it gives you like your friends or whatever that are like. I think it'll give you like 6 of them in a row or something like that. It'll be like contacts or something like that. I forget what they call it. But I'm looking through that. I'm looking through my friends list. I wasn't looking through my friends list. I was looking at my page, and I think I was getting ready to post some. And I had just, you know, I usually scroll past that because I know who my fucking friends are. So I don't need to look at them. But I had captured. I stopped for a minute on my friends, and they randomly pick like a bunch of different people all the time, but the 6 that were in there at one point in time last week, I think it was like you, Stephanie Adlington, Mackenzie Wallace, Ben Donovan, a bunch of musicians and a bunch of talented people, business owners. And I was looking at my friends list, and I'm like, how did I know such cool people? Like, why are these guys my friends? Like, I've always had a knack for getting myself into situations I don't belong in, but I'm like, damn, I got like brewers and jazz singers and business owners, and I'm like, all people on my page, I'm like, these are my friends. Like, as much as we were talking earlier about getting negative sometimes, like, sometimes I have a tendency to get a little negative to myself, but I look at my that friends list. I took a picture of it because I was like, I need to remember this. I need to prove to people that someday.
Hey, look, everybody, look who's my friend.
No, I would never do that.
When you're lonely one night.
At some point in time. When
don't text that woman at 1 o'clock in the morning. Instead, go to the picture mm-hmm. of your friends
and
list.
Be like,
that'll make you feel better.
How do I know such cool people? No. It was just, that was something funny to me because especially the, and let's, you know, obviously all the ladies that I'm friends with happen to be great artists as well, but I would be remiss to not mention that there's a lot of beautiful people on my page as well. And I look through all my women friends and I'm like, I know a lot of really pretty girls. Like, how do I don't deserve to know this many pretty girls, but.
You do deserve it, Tony. You do deserve it.
Well, we're coming up on that time. I'll say we've hit our hour mark a little bit over. So thank you so much for filling in for the second half here. I appreciate you. You know you're welcome anytime you want to come by.
I appreciate you,
Tony. We should make this like a monthly thing where we check in with Ozzy.
I would love to check in every now and then for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the podcast. Go give them some ratings. And Tony and Chris are great, awesome people. And yeah, go share your buzz.
Share your buzz. And we've neglected to the very end here to say, though, go check out Mayday Brewing.
The brewery.
Brewery. Mayday Brewery.
Brewery.
I can't say
brewery.
Mayday Brewery, Murfreesboro. If you're out there, go check it out. Me and Chris have spent plenty of nights out there, and every time it's fucking fun as hell. Everybody's gonna treat you like your family, and it's gonna be a great time. Every time we go out there, we have a blast. And check out all the events. Where can they find you guys?
MaydayBrewery.com. Mayday Brewery on Facebook. Mayday Brewery on Instagram. Mayday
also,
Brewery on Twitter.
Indeed. And if you have not...
And hey, friend me on Facebook, Ozzy Nelson.
Yeah. And you'll see all kinds of things you wish you wouldn't see. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with Ozzy.
No, but it's all good. All good stuff.
Yeah, everything... Be a part of the family. Join the... we call it the Share Your Buzz family, but really it's everybody's family. We have great artists. We have great brewers. We have great business owners. We have great people doing cool things. Whatever it is that you're into, I bet that we have somebody or know somebody or can put you in contact with somebody who's into what you are. And if you have any cool ideas that you want to see on the show, make sure to come give us an idea for that too. Like hit us up. Hit us up on Facebook and all that. We have a Share Your Buzz group you can join and actually interact with us on Facebook. But Instagram, Twitter, we're not on Twitter that much. We do have a Twitter, but we're not on that much. If you really want to get a hold of us, do Facebook or Instagram, or email us at tony@shareyourbuzz.com.
You should give me your Twitter account, man. I take over your Twitter.
You're going to take over?
And
I would do a Mayday takeover?
I would do quotes from the different episodes that I listen to while I'm in traffic.
Dude,
going to Nashville, to Murfreesboro, to Smyrna, to Nashville, in my car every fucking day.
We can make that happen.
I'd take over and I would just do quotes from the from the podcast. I think that's a great fucking idea.
That is a great idea.
Of course, I wouldn't tweet while I was driving.
Yeah, don't tweet and drive. Everybody knows don't tweet and drive.
I would have a headset, Bluetooth, and microphone.
You can Bluetooth and drive.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got anything else, brother?
No, that's good. Thanks. Thank you all for listening. If you made it this far, for sure.
Thank everybody. And if you're not a guest or you want to be a guest. And you want to just come enjoy what we do here, you have the incentive that now you get delicious Mayday beer when you come be a guest on our show. So,
delicious Mayday beer.
Not only that, we have a plethora of different styles and fashions in there that Ozzy
exactly.
gave, color-coded bottles that he gave us. It comes on a map. I need a compass and what do you call that little thing in the bottom of a map?
Some kind of table.
Yeah. You need,
yeah.
It's actually a color-coded Dakota ring that you get.
If you have a special beer that you need that you would like to request and you're a big name, then
indeed.
Tony will get it for you.
I know that if you do like Mayday and you're familiar with the beers and you like that watermelon sour, you want to come by quick because that is my favorite beer and that might not make it to the next time we have a guest on. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Check us out. on all social media. Check Mayday Brewery out on all social media. ShareYourBuzz.com on everything. Chris Husak, Tony Manfantano. Check us out on everything. Ozzie Nelson. Man, thank you so much again.
Thank you, Tony. You're a beautiful man.
And we will see you guys next week. Enjoy your easy.